Today's Shir in Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Lamed Omud Beis. And we're in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to do two simonim today, Kuf Mem Ches Yetzeh Hashem and Kuf Mem Tes. And we begin with Kuf Mem Ches Shelo Yavshit Shliach Tzibur HaTeber. When they're taking out the Sefer Torahs, we'll see, and they need to remove the mappa, the cloth, the covering that's on the Shulchan. This shouldn't be done until they take the Sefer Torah out, as the Mechaber explains. The Ramah explains Pirush Rashi. In those days, the Sefer Torah was not necessarily in the same room that they were in. They didn't necessarily have an Aron Kodesh there. It may have been kept safe in another room, and they brought it into the shul. Now, when they're leaving the shul with the Sefer Torah, so it's not proper when they take the Sefer Torah off the bima that they should then go and remove the mappa, the covering on the shulchan, the covering on the bima, and have the people wait around while they're doing that. Instead, they should go and take the Sefer Torah out. As the Ramah continues, and he says, "Acha Torah tzibur l'sakiv shom," because it's a difficulty for the tzibur, it's a delay in the tzibur that they can't take the Sefer Torah out and continue with the davening until they go and do this. That's the entire Simon Kuf Mem Ches. We'll see the Mishnah Berurahs on this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Nalef writes, "Lahavshid ateva," to remove the mappa, the covering on the shulchan. So he tells us an important idea. Normally, teva means, he says, b'chol makom teva perusha aron kodesh. Under normal circumstances, when we use the term teva, we're referring to the aron kodesh. The teva hamurakan, however, here, when we're using the term teva, it is a reference to shulchan shesefer Torah munach alav kishikorin bo. This is a reference to the shulchan, the bima, that the Sefer Torah is being read upon. So this is an unusual usage of the word teva. It normally means the aron kodesh. Here it means the shulchan. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Shehi Mishtameres Bo. They bring the Sefer Torah to the house or the room or the Aron Kodesh elsewhere where it's normally kept in a secure place. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Uporsin Begodim Noim Soviv Ateva L'chvot Sefer Torah. And they normally have a whole number of nice coverings around the Shulchan and on the Shulchan in order to give cover to the Sefer Torah. Ukishiyotzim Misham, and now when they're leaving the room that they're davening in, and they're taking the Sefer Torah back to the secure, safe area, the notlan Sefer Torah lit no bevayis shemishtaber bo, then lo yavshid ha-shaliach tzibur ha-tevo b'pnei ha-tzibur. It's not right that the tzibur should go and stay there and wait without removing the Sefer Torah, while the chazan, the gabai, goes and removes all of these beautifications, all these coverings that are on the shulchan. Shetorach tzibur hu l'sakiv shom im ha-sefer Torah. It's a tircha for the tzibur, and it's not right for the Sefer Torah that while they're ready to take the Sefer Torah out, everybody has to wait until the Gabbai goes and removes these coverings, these beautiful ornaments from the Shulchan. Ela molech haSefer Torah, and what should you do? So the Chazan takes the Sefer Torah out of the Beis HaKnesses and brings it to the secure, safe room. Veim Yotzim Achrav, and all the people follow behind this, as we'll see more in the next Simon. Kemo Shekos of Simon Kuf Mem Tes, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us, we'll learn in a moment. The Chozel of Beis HaKnesses, and then everybody comes back to the Shul, Umav Shidat Teva, and then the Gabbai can go and take these cloths off the Shulchan, the beautifications off the Shulchan, without it being a Tircha Dutzibura. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, Kozeh Miperish Rashi Sham. All of this is from Rashi in Sota, Daf, Lamed Tes, Omid Beis. And the Ramah adds, it can be found also inside in Orach Chaim in the Tor, Ayin Sham. That concludes Simon Kuf Mem Ches. Now we go to Kuf Mem Tes, which deals with Shatzibur Lo Yetzim Beis HaKnesses Achi Yetzniu Sefer Torah. The people shouldn't leave the shul until the Sefer Torah is safely put away. The Mechaber starts off in Sif Aleph and he writes, Ein Atzibur Rashon Lotzesim Beis HaKnesses. The people in the shul are not allowed to leave the shul Achi Yetzniu Sefer Torah, until the Sefer Torah is safely put away. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nalev explains, She'ein Zeh Derech Kovel HaTorah. This is not a proper cover for the Torah, She'nichuha V'yelchu Lahem, that the Sefer Torah should be lying there and they should leave the shul. That's not proper. The issue footer number one explains, Ukisheutziu es a Sefer Torah, Shalola Tzorach Kriya, even if one goes and takes a Sefer Torah out, not for the purposes of lading from it, as for example on Hakofos and Simchas Torah, then the Torah Chaim says, does this din apply as well or not? But certainly under normal circumstances, a person shouldn't leave the shul while the Sefer Torah has been read from and is waiting to be put away. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Umayre, what are we talking about over here? This is talking about when the minig is that they only put the Sefer Torah away after Asheru Volotzion, for example, Nusuch Svard. However, dimlokein, if it's not, you're talking about where they're putting the Sefer Torah away, like in Nusach Ashkenaz, right after the laning, before Ashri Volotzion, so then hachi, lo halo, also li adam lo sesi besa knesses called the Kedusha de Sidra. Then anyway, you wouldn't be allowed to leave, even if it wasn't on a Monday or a Thursday when the laning, you're not allowed to leave the shul before you say Ashri Volotzion, as we've already learned, kimavur, besimin, kuf lamid beis. The Ramon now comments and he says, Hagah. Mihu, however, im einam yotzim rak yochid, if only an individual has to go out as opposed to the hotziba going out, then less lonbod. Then one would technically be allowed to leave if he has a personal reason that he has to go and leave, even though the Sefer Torah hasn't been away yet, back in the Aron Kodesh or in the secure room, it wouldn't be a problem for one person to leave. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Beis explains, Va'afilu shnayim u'shlosh, it didn't literally mean only one person, rak yochid, but it means even a couple of people, as the Magen Avraham explains. Vatam, the reason behind that this is not a problem, is the yesh kovel le'sefer Torah, there still is going to be a tremendous respect given to the Sefer Torah, kiven shadayin rov atzibur shom, the majority, the vast majority of the shul is still present, so even if a couple of people left, that's not the end of the world. He says, look in the pre-chodesh for further discussion about this. Then he says, also look in the pre-magadim, Shemitzadeit, who concludes, lo ma'itadaf, the Ramah is only makel over here in the shul itself. However, if you're taking the Sefer Torah to another house, then then an individual certainly should not leave before the Sefer Torah leaves the shul. Ella, he should wait until they take the Sefer Torah outside, and then he can leave afterwards. Ayin Shom, look over there in the Prima Godim. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, when you are bringing the Sefer Torah to the other secure room, into a different area, then, if there's only one exit from the shul, and everybody's going to have to go out through that exit, including the Sefer Torah, then then you're not allowed to leave until the Sefer Torah has left the room. And then the Yelchu Achrov L'Mokum Shematzino Sosham. And then everybody should follow behind the Sefer Torah and go to the place where they're storing the Sefer Torah. However, V'Miyesh L'Beis HaKnesses Shnei Psochim. But if there are two exits to the shul, so then the Sefer Torah is going to go out, let's say, on the right side, and you're going to go out on the left side. Yecholun Lotzeis V'Pesach Echod Kodim Sheyetzias Sefer Torah V'Pesach Acher. Then you would be allowed to leave through one exit when the Sefer Torah is going out through the other exit. However, Ubovad Sheyelchu Achar Sefer Torah. They still have to go and follow the Sefer Torah, albeit they don't have to necessarily wait till the Sefer Torah goes out the door. They could go out the door first. As long as they're escorting the Sefer Torah to the back to the room, to the safe, secure place where they're going to place the Sefer Torah, so you could leave the shul before the Sefer Torah, going out through a different exit, as long as you're going to come around and follow with the Sefer Torah till you get to the secure room. That's what the Mechaber has to say. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Gimel writes, Tzrichim l'hisakev, you have to wait there until the Sefer Torah goes out when there's only one exit, because the Einochon Shietzi Odom Pesach called him a Sefer Torah. How is that proper that you should leave before the Sefer Torah? So therefore, you're not allowed to leave until the Sefer Torah is left through that one exit. However, Sifkot and Dalit explained, V'yelchu Achrov, in this situation, you should go and follow the Sefer Torah after the Sefer Torah goes out, and this is Lasos Loi Hidur L'Lavoso, because this is a great accompaniment to escort the Sefer Torah, is a great Hidur, a great glory for the Sefer Torah. And this is based upon the pasuk V'yasmechu Akra to say Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Tilechu. You should follow after Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and this is a literal and symbolic understanding when you follow the Sefer Torah. The issue footer number 4 brings down. However, Ein din ze amur ela biofen shebelav hachiyotzim atzibur mesa knesses. This is only true if the tzibur is now going to be leaving the shul and they're going to maybe finish off the davening in the place where the Sefer Torah is being brought to in the other secure room. However, avolim him nishar mevesa knesses bala musaf. They still have davening to do and they're all staying in the shul. So then the Torah's chaim brings down she'enon tzrichim lalavoso. Then the gabai, whoever is taking the Sefer Torah to the other room, goes there. But the rest of the tzibur does not have to go along with the gabai and put the Sefer Torah in the secure room. You have this, for example, by the kotel, where you may have the Sefer Torah being brought out to the plaza area and they're having a minyan there, and then when they go bring it back, the entire tzibur doesn't have to go back with the gabbai who's returning the Sefer Torah back to its place, but only the gabbai goes and everybody else continues with the davening. The Hosif, the Torah's Chaim adds over here, the same thing would apply. Let's say there's only one Sefer Torah and they have it in the Hashkama Minyan. Now the Hashkama Minyan's done and they're bringing it to the other Minyan in a different location, so then everybody doesn't have to follow along with the Sefer Torah until it gets to the other location. They escort it to the door. The Kaf HaChaim explains, then they can go and return the Sefer Torah to the other room, to the other Minyan, to the other secure place, but everybody in the Tzibur doesn't have to follow it there afterwards because they're continuing still to daven.
Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay writes, Lotzeis v'pesach echad, if there are two doors, then you can go out the other door, as long as you escort the Sefer Torah, because debazeh lo minkar sheyotzei kodem haSefer Torah, because here it doesn't look like you're walking ahead of the Sefer Torah. You're going out a different exit way, and the Sefer Torah is going out on the other exit way, so it doesn't look bad for the Sefer Torah that you're preceding it. Sivkot and Vav, u'bavad sheyelchu v'chule, but you have to follow it, even if you go out the other door. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Pirush, apshi tarnu lotzeis v'pesach echad, even though you're going out the left exit, and the Sefer Torah is going out the right exit, nevertheless, you have to wait outside. You went out first, so you wait for the Sefer Torah. Actually, you'd see our Sefer Torah till the Sefer Torah gets to the place. And then you escort it to its place, and then you can leave. So you can leave the shul before the Sefer Torah if there are two exits, but you still have to escort the Sefer Torah to its place. The Ramah now comments, and he says, Hagah, in a normal shul like ours, where we put the Sefer Torah back into the Aron Kodesh, the Heichel is the Aron Kodesh over here in the same room. Shuha Aron Beveis HaKnesses, that's the Aron Kodesh that's in the room where the vast majority of times is where you return the Sefer Torah after you're laying with it. So then, Mitzvah Lachomi Shoveris Lafonav Lavosa Adlefne HaAron Shemachnisen Olsham. Then, as the Sefer Torah is being brought back from the beam up to the Aron Kodesh, everybody who is being passed by, so to say, by the Sefer Torah should follow the Sefer Torah and escort it all the way up to the Aron. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin explains that you escort the Sefer Torah, the Kenshi Motzime. Likewise, when you take the Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, mitzvah l'chomisho, veris l'fonu l'avosa, atabima. The common custom is that everybody who is going near the Sefer Torah should also escort the Sefer Torah up to the bima. The issue footnote number 5 brings down a couple of interesting points. Number 1, v'af mishein a Sefer Torah over l'fonim. Even if the Sefer Torah is not directly passing by your seat, so he brings down from the Shari Ephraim that people should go from wherever they're staying, shenoagim shemakariv atzmo kitzas l'roso. People should walk somewhat towards the Sefer Torah to show their love of the Sefer Torah, show their desire to be near the Sefer Torah. The Ramah in a moment is going to say that the minhag is to go and bring the children up to kiss the Sefer Torah. So he says this isn't only for the children. And the Torah's Chaim writes, the common custom is to kiss the Sefer Torah when he passes near you. And he brings this down from the Sidur Yavitz as well. The Kafa Chaim adds, Shekein hoya minhag harizal. The Arizal had this minhag to kiss the Sefer Torah. The Shari Ephraim adds, Shemisha Karv the Sefer Torah, anybody who is physically near the Sefer Torah, Roy Sha'af Yechab Kenu Biyad Ramin. You should even try to hug the Sefer Torah with your right hand. Torah's Chaim says, you should do it with both hands, again, to show your Zrizus and your desire to be close to the Sefer Torah. And in fact, he brings down, this was the custom of the Chazonish, Lenashek Ulechabek as a Sefer Torah Balicho B'Chazaroso. The Chazonish would kiss and hug the Sefer Torah, taking it when it went out from the Aron Kodesh to the Bima, and when it went back from the Bima to the Aron Kodesh. V'yom Menashek as a Sefer Torah Atzmo Derech HaMe'il. And he would personally kiss the Sefer Torah on the mantle, Ubechibuk Piyodav Ala Me'il V'Sefer Torah. And he would hug the Sefer Torah through the mantle itself. If somebody physically can't get close enough to the Sefer Torah to kiss it with his mouth, so the Shire Ephraim brings down, you should kiss it with your hand. Touch the Sefer Torah with your hand and then kiss your hand. And he brings down from the Piskei Sharim, Sha'af Bekitzu Shalah, even the Shalah, though, was mocking this custom, legally al Nishika Sayyad. Nevertheless, he says, Tov Lasos Kain, this is a good, valid custom, even though the Shalah did not like this, because by touching the Sefer Torah and kissing your hand, then Mara Bezukilu Nidbak Roshem Akdusha Biyodo. It's as if the Kedusha from the Sefer Torah went on your hand, and you kissing your hand demonstrates your love for the Sefer Torah. Ukefi Shenogim Olam Benishika Sayad Shenogim Betfilin. Just like people will touch the tefillin with the hand, and then they'll kiss their hand. Very common custom. Then he brings down from the Sefer Vayas Avram, who says Shemin Hago Hayo Lola Haniach Lenashik Sefer Torah Bepeh El Biyad. He was against the custom that a person should go and kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth, as opposed to with their hand. This Sefer was written from the Rav Micheshnikov, and his grandson wrote in the Hagos on the Sefer that this was based upon the Rambam, who said, Sha'asu litein letoch piv mo, so a person shouldn't put money in his mouth, because Shema Yeshalem rok shochola, because the potential to transmit disease. Maybe there was saliva on these coins from a sick person, and the Rambam, as a physician, understood the potential dangers of contagion by placing the coins in your mouth that he came into contact with a sick person. So too over here, he says that one shouldn't kiss the Sefer Torah because you're going to put your mouth on a place maybe where somebody who was sick kissed it. And this is in fact the opinion of Rav Henkin Zatzal, one of the great poskim in America from the previous generation, and he brings other additional reasons why one should not kiss the Sefer Torah with the mouth, and in fact this was the minhag of Rav Yashiv, not to kiss the Sefer Torah with the mouth, and kiss it just with your hand. In the Halicha Shlomo, from Shlomo Zalman, however, he brings down that he was noeg she'ein lochush l'sakona b'zeh. He did kiss the Sefer Torah's mouth, and he says you don't have to be concerned about the transmission of illness from the Sefer Torah to the person who's kissing it. Hizki Tshuva brings down the Shari Ephraim, who says certainly if you can't kiss the Sefer Torah with your mouth, you certainly should kiss it with your hand. He also brings down the Seder Yaivitz, who says that anybody who does kiss the Sefer Torah with their mouth should be careful that their mouth is clean and they shouldn't be filled with secretions or saliva or have mucus coming out of your nose if you're kissing the Sefer Torah, and he especially chides people who have children who do this with those problems. The opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman not to be concerned about this is based upon the idea of Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yeda Dovar Ra. Finally, the Piskei Tshuva brings down that some have the custom when they do kiss the Sefer Torah, they say, Yashkeni minishikos piu, ki tovim dodecho miyoyin. The Panini Halacha writes, however, Roy Shechole o Mitsunin lo yinashik es haTorah b'fiv. If somebody is sick, they shouldn't kiss the Torah with their mouth in order that there shouldn't be any contagion left on the Sefer Torah that somebody else will kiss in the same spot. I also saw brought the name of Rav Henkin Zatzal in the Edus LeYisrael that he was even against touching the Sefer Torah because of the potential for spreading disease, and he would blow a kiss at the Sefer Torah rather than actually touch it. In any event, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, and we should certainly make sure to be concerned about potential spread of contagion if somebody is sick or if somebody has secretions coming out of their mouth or their nose, but otherwise, each person should follow his custom. Now we get to the Ramo again. The person who got Galila should also follow the Sefer Torah as they're bringing it back to the Aron. The Omid Shomini should actually stay up there by the Bima until they bring the Torah back, and it's brought down for the Agos, my money. And then the Rama adds, and this is true for the Hagba person as well, because that's really the Galila that they're referring to in the Gemara. That's our Hagba, as we've already explained, commotion is bar. As we pointed out a few moments ago, the custom the Rama brings down over here, that people would specifically bring younger children to go kiss the Sefer Torah, to educate them, and to make them zealous in the performance of b'mitzvos. And he brings this as a very proper and correct minhag brought down from the Or Zeruah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Ches writes, Mashbat bin Hagenu hu b'magbia b'lchud. Nowadays that we have the person doing Hagba, he should certainly follow the Sefer Torah, but the Levush brings down, as well as the Shulchan Atzei Shittim and the Shari Ephraim, that this is true bein magbia bein hagola. This is true for both the person who does Hagba and Galila. They should follow the Sefer Torah. Tzrichim l'avosa ad lefnei Aron HaKodesh. They should follow the Sefer Torah all the way back to the Aron. Then he says, Minog Poshut, it's a straightforward custom, Shebedera Chilucho, Minateva, Omer Shlech Tzibur, Fatzibur, Mizmul David, Havul Hashem ben Eilim, Vagomer. That the custom is when you return the Sefer Torah, the Tzibur sings the Sukkim, the psalm of Mizmul David, Havul Hashem ben Eilim. Venogim Shalolomar Mizmul David, Kim Bishabbos. The only time we say Mizmul David, however, is on Shabbos morning by Shachris, O Beyontiv Shechol Bishabbos, or on Yontiv Shabbos. However, Avo Beyontiv itself, O Mikosha came Bechol, and certainly on a weekday, Monday or Thursday, Kisha Masalkin a Sefer Torah, when you return the Sefer Torah to the Yaron, Ain Omer Mizmul David, then we instead say substitute Rak LeDavid Mizmor LaShem HaOretz. Tishu footnote number 7 brings down the Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that once the Sefer Torah is returned to the Aron Kodesh, the people are allowed to go back to their seats even before they close the Aron, but one should be careful, of course, not to turn their back totally to the Aron Kodesh. Tishu footnote number 8 brings down that while it is a minhag to say these psukim of Mizmor LeDavid or LeDavid Mizmor Hashem LaOretz, if you're saying Ashrei or if you're in another part of the davening, you're not allowed to interrupt, so these take a lower precedence because they're not really brought down in the poskim, and therefore there are minhag to say them, but not at the expense of saying Ashrei or any other tefillah that you're obligated to say. Finally, the Piskei Tshuva brings down that the kapitel of LeDavid Mizmor Hashem LaOretz Umlo Eino Muskur Klal B'Rishonim. This custom to say this on the Mondays and Thursdays and on Yontif is not even brought down in the Rishonim. And it's not in the Siddur of the Ari or in other early sources. And that this earliest mention is in the Kitzur Shalah and the Siddur of the Yaivitz. Similarly with Uvnu Choyomar, it's first found in the Siddur of the Yaivitz. And he brings down that the source for saying these psukim as well as Mizmor LeDavid is found in the Eshel Avram, who goes to an Arichus as to why we say these specific psukim, and Ayin Sham for those details. That concludes today's shiur.